Welcome to the Making Dough Show podcast. I am your host, Hingham Stanfield, co-founder of Matanga's Pizzeria with six restaurants here in San Antonio, a former electrical and systems engineer, mama of four, and a proud garlicaholic. On this show, we talk about marketing systems, management systems. I get to answer your questions and share about our wild restaurant journey and more. So subscribe to not miss a show. Now let's dive in. It's going to be a flavor-packed episode. Streamlining your restaurant operations. Today, I want to give you a few tips. I want to talk to you about streamlining your restaurant's operations and everything in between. This is a topic I'm very passionate about, and I hear a lot whenever I talk to fellow restaurant owners, whom I dearly love, who's crazy to get into the restaurant business. I don't care what capacity, whether it's management, becoming a server, becoming a restaurant owner. It's crazy. So some of us are crazy around here, and I have much respect for folks in our industry. And that makes so much possible, creating jobs, serving customers. I mean, all of that. Talking about streamlining your restaurant operations. First off, we all live on planet Earth. So, and we all are all humans. Nothing's perfect down here. Point is, this is a process. It's going to take a while for you to streamline your operations. That doesn't mean you give up and you continue doing what you've been doing, because what got you here will clearly not get you there, correct? So we're constantly working on this. So first off, I'd like you to change your mindset if you're in our industry to think that there is this one thing that you can do. There is this pill that you can take that's going, there's this one system, there is this one software that's going to, you know, it sounds too good to be true, because success is an iteration in any aspect of your business, right? You can go to the gym once or twice. You're not going to see much difference on the scale. It's the same thing as in a restaurant. It could be a marketing tactic you do. It will not get you from here to there. I mean, unless you get on TV or something with the marketing, but like, remember that this is a process. You have humans involved in your business. You got a team of 5, 10, 20, 40, 100, 200 people in a location. It's going to take a little minute, and that is okay. We can do hard things. This is who we are, and this is what we do. The first step, however, in you streamlining your restaurant, and one of the things I love asking fellow restaurant owners or managers is for them to tell me what's their vision when it comes to their operations. So let me ask you this question. What is your vision with your restaurant operations when it comes to it looking streamlined, or you have all the systems in place that you need for your restaurant to be free, to step away a minute, a week to take off, and or turn your phone off for a week? Will the world come to an end or not, right? First, we need to craft our vision. How does a destination more or less look like when it comes to people, when it comes to hiring, when it comes to customer service, when it comes to marketing your restaurant, you know, all the different aspects? Get a piece of paper and a pen and give yourself 15 to 30 minutes. You are well worth that time to craft your vision of your restaurant operations and what it could look like once you've made it to where you want to be. Because if we don't have the destination, we don't know where we're going. I mean, what are we working on? That's where we go crazy, because we go here, we go there, we could do this, this tactic, this technique, this thing, this there. Stay focused. First, you need to know where you're going. Craft your vision. And just like a regular Google map, where you have to put in your destination as well as where you currently are, so you can identify the path, you can identify the roadmap. You have a lot of the answers already. Sometimes I see people, they come to me, I know our operations, you know your operations. Yes, somebody else can give you some tips and techniques and what have you, and I appreciate your time tuning into Making Dough Show, hoping that I'm able to give you some insight. And I sure hope to God I'm able to give you some insight to make your life easier, make you, help you make some more dough and run a more profitable operations. That is my goal with this show. That's all we do around here. But know that you have some of the answers. You first need to know where you're going and where you are now. No one knows those two things better than you. You're the captain of your ship. You're the captain of your operations. Where are you going? Where are you now? And what's going to be this gap of closing from where you are to where you're going? Next, you and I both need to learn to prioritize. What's the 20% that's going to have 80% impact? In our industry, you get bombarded, literally, well, figuratively bombarded. We give, oven went down, this person, this happened, a staff member fell, and, you know, now we're calling the ambulance, and this happened with a customer, somebody's suing you. I mean, all the time. I don't know, it's only us. It happens all the time. Bombs, urgent things that happen, and it is only you who is responsible for prioritizing what's important over what's urgent. No one else is going to help you with this. You're on your own. You're the captain of that ship. You're the business owner. You're the manager. You're the operator of your little territory. You need to be the one prioritizing what's important. No one will have respect for you. Everybody will constantly interrupt you with their text messages and their problems. Spend 1 hour every morning before your restaurant operation starts if marketing is a priority, because you have a sales problem. You have a vision for your sales. This is where you are. Prioritize money generating activities. That's on you to make that a priority. For instance, you have a team that is not trained and it's going reckless, and you need to have some training systems in place. Prioritize that. If that's going to have 80% impact on your life, on your time, on your operations, you are the one to prioritize that. Last but not least, when it comes to giving you some tips about streamlining your restaurant operations, is to count it all as good. This is a decision my husband Matt and I chose to make, that we are going to count it all as good, because that's how we are going to learn. You know, having a driver, delivery driver who got into a car accident we were not even aware of, and that caused many different issues. We count it as good because that we learned, oh, we need to have an incident report in place. We need to train our managers to fill out incident reports when then there is an accident. Good. Now we know, so we won't repeat that mistake again. I can go on writing a book, and I can read the book that you're going to write about all the problems that happen on a daily basis in your restaurant operations, and it doesn't seem smooth and streamlined. Count it as good. Learn something from it. Put some systems and trainings in place so you don't repeat those mistakes again, because that's what we want to do. It's okay to have problems in our business, because we all do have problems. It becomes a problem if we revisit the same problem over and over again. That be not a smooth operations. Do you know what I'm saying? Count it as good. Shift your mindset. This is what we do. This is what we're made of. Solving problems. We're business owners. We're restaurant managers. Stay focused and prioritize what's important. Figure out where you're going. What's the vision for different aspects of your restaurant operations? Small operations, big operations, 10 units, 30, one unit, it doesn't matter. Make it happen. You can do this. I go to restaurants myself that they seem that they have very smooth operations. I learn from them. From a Chick-fil-A, you and I can learn. There's so much to learn, right? That was that. I hope it was insightful. I hope that you take that and at least craft your vision if you have not already. I would love to hear what's your vision for your restaurant, your little restaurant that you have with delicious food that you serve, your little community, wherever you're at, the people that you are able to employ, and the community that you are in and serve is better because you are there, because your restaurant operation's there. I salute you for it. Keep going. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to leave me a comment, you can always send me an email to makingdoughshow@gmail.com. Let me know how it goes. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.